Mike the Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that name which is above every name, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is Almighty God, revealed to we human beings in physical form, so we could comprehend and understand who God is. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad that you're joining us for another Bible study together as we're talking about the blessings of being a child of God, new birth blessings. And we're talking about what is ours in Christ Jesus. As we read in Colossians 2:10, and ye are complete in Him. Paul's writing to believers at the church of Colossae, and he says, ye are complete in Him, speaking of Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, everything that the believer needs is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way to God the Father, John 14:6. We know that Jesus is the way to God the Father. John 14:6, Jesus Himself made it clear, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. And notice He says, I am the way. One time, Verna's cousin was visiting with us when we were visiting in our aunt's home in Texas. And he was going to University of Texas, and he said, Bob, what are you going to Hawaii for? Said, don't those people have religion? I said, oh, yes, they definitely have religion. As a matter of fact, many of them are more religious and devoted to their religion than many Christians are devoted to Jesus Christ. He said, well, why do you need to go over there then? Don't you think they're going to be all right in eternity? And I told him, well, it isn't what I think, but it's what the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God tells us. Jesus said, I am the way, meaning there's only one way. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. I told him, the Word of God says, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. But broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Well, he said, if there's only one way, that's kind of narrow, isn't it? I told him, yes, it is. That's what Jesus said. And, you know, people get narrow-minded about earthly things, such as when people are flying in an airplane. Where do they want to land? They want to land at the airport. That's kind of narrow-minded, don't you think? They don't want to land in a pasture somewhere. They don't want to land on a freeway. They want to land at the airport. It's kind of narrow-minded. And, beloved, people are narrow-minded about many things, but when it comes to Christianity and believing in Jesus Christ, oh, you've got to be broad-minded, you know. Other religions are sincere, and I remember taking some people on a temple tour when we were living in Hawaii. We went into a Buddhist temple. And I remember a Buddhist priestess who was speaking to the people, the tourists that were there. And she said, you know, heaven is like the top of a great snow-capped mountain. She said, there's many paths that lead to the summit. She said, you go your way, we'll go our way, and we'll all reach the summit in blissful harmony and unity. Well, there's just one thing wrong with that. It's a lie. It's a deception of Satan. Remember, we're told in the book of Revelation, chapter 12 and verse 9, that Satan deceiveth the whole world. Beloved, that's why there's so many false religions in the world, because Satan deceiveth the whole world. He's a master at deception. But Jesus Christ is the only way. And narrow? Yes, indeed, it is narrow. but it is the truth. Jesus himself is truth. Truth personified. Truth revealed personally. Jesus Christ spoke the truth and only the truth, for he is without sin. He lived a sinless life while he walked here upon earth. Only then could he die on an old rugged cross for your sins and for my sin, and take our guilt and shame upon himself and pay the penalty for our sin, that through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting his sacrificial death and the penalty he paid, can we be born into the family of God, have the Holy Spirit of God move into our spirit, and be made new creatures in Christ Jesus. So, beloved, remember that the Holy Spirit comes into the life of the believer at salvation. Notice again, John chapter 3, verse 6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's physical birth. But, Jesus said, that which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is the spirit of man. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The second birth, the spiritual birth, it is a spiritual transaction that takes place when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and when we accept him as Savior. Also here in John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17, Jesus said, and notice what Jesus said here in John 14, verse 16. Let me turn over there. John 14, 16. Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And today, beloved, he does live in the believer. He comes to live within us, and to do that work of salvation in us and through us. Notice again, Romans chapter 8 and verse 9b tells us the latter part of the verse. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You see, beloved, the Holy Spirit of God comes to live in our spirit when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. Notice again here in the book of Ephesians. And notice Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13 and 14. In whom, and he's speaking about Christ, if you'll read the context, in Christ ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In Christ also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the earnest or the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. And the redemption of this purchased possession, we're God's purchased possession because he paid the price to purchase us from the bondage of sin and to deliver us out of the power of darkness. He paid the price, beloved, and so he has redeemed us. He has paid the price to bring us back to himself. We once belonged to God, but there in the Garden of Eden, man was deceived by Satan and fell into sin and rebelled against God, and we were separated from God. But when Jesus Christ came, he came to redeem us, to pay the price necessary to bring us back to God and to restore us into fellowship with him. And so we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Redeemed and made pure and clean and holy through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting him as our Savior. Now again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, Here in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, we read, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?" It is, beloved. The believer's body is the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. And the term Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit in the Old English means the same. They're synonymous terms. "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?" Paul's writing to Corinthian church, to believers there at the church. He says, your body is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your spirit and in your body, which are God's. We're God's property, beloved. He paid the price. Notice, ye are bought with a price. He paid the price to redeem us, to bring us into the family of God, to make us joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, that's who we are. We've been born again by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're God's property. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 22 states, "Who hath sealed us and hath given the earnest," or the guarantee, "of the Spirit in our hearts," in our spirit. The Holy Spirit of God has moved into our spirit. If you're truly a child of God, at that moment when we cry out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave. I believe that you live today. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my life." And it's the Holy Spirit of God who enters into the spirit of the believer, as we saw again in John 3:6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." And so it's the Holy Spirit of God who moves into our spirit, and our body becomes the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. And so verse 22 of 2 Corinthians 1, "Who hath sealed us," and the Holy Spirit is our seal. That is, he's our guarantee that we're God's property. This seal is placed upon us, and we belong to Jesus Christ, and Satan himself cannot take us away. Beloved, you can't lose your salvation. Once you're born into the family of God, you're his child from then on. Hallelujah. Till next time, goodbye.